One of the most difficult things to admit is there are moments in the parenting process when we don't like our children. One of the most important steps to take is to answer the question, why? Why don't I like this child right now?
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and yesterday we covered a little bit of the admission of, okay, maybe I am one of those parents and I will admit. There are moments that I do not like my child. I love him or her. I'll give my life. But there are times I want to do damage, like you said.
Well, I don't like being with the child. And I think I could be wrong. I think there are moments for every parent. I don't like this right now. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I don't like this right now. I don't think much sets us up in our society to want to do things we don't like to do. I don't think much sets us up in our upbringing and training that where we say, I really like doing things that are difficult, that I can't control, that make me uncomfortable, that are never-ending, frustrating, and exhausting.
And there's so many how-tos of how to have the dream career, how to have the dream this, dream that, and you controlling everything so that you're happy all the time. But the reality is, it's just that's not reality.
It's not reality, and it's not parenting. How many men, especially, have I heard say, and some women say, you know, at work, I'm in charge. Mm. People have to do what I say. If not, I can fire them. I come home. It's pandemonium. Mm. And no one does what I say at home. And how do I figure this? How do I do this? There are times when I think I'm just working extra hours at the office because it's not the office I want to be at. It's the home I don't want to be at because I just don't like walking into that. I don't like my child right now. And, you know, I think we could take it the next step. I think I said it yesterday. I don't want to know how many moments there have been in our marriage where Rosemary hasn't liked me at all. And so love is unconditional. Liking the moment, liking the situation, we're just not going to like every personality.
And it fluctuates too. And there are moments and seasons where you like some people more than others. And it's just very personal when you're talking about your own kids, because then you think you're a horrible person.
Well, what kind of a person am I? I can't even believe I said that out loud. I don't like my child right now.
Are my children going to survive this?
Yeah, what's wrong with me? I mean, what kind of a heathen dog am I? I don't like my child, my child, this child. And yes, they're awkward. And, you know, they're not friends. And unfortunately, we sometimes think if I could just be this child's friend, they're not our friends. We're their parent. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, our children are awkward. And then there are those children who are even more awkward than other children and socially very awkward.
And it's your child. And you don't know why.
And what happened here? What's wrong here? And can I get my child tested? Mm-hmm. And some children are just initially awkward children or self-centered children or rude children because they haven't had the training, and that's a parenting issue. But they have different personalities, and so you even wonder sometimes, did God make a mistake placing this child in my home? And he certainly doesn't make mistakes with his babies. Mm-hmm. Whether he placed the child in the home by adoption, whether he placed the child in the home by birth, however he places a parent with a child, this is way too important. And we have to establish the fact that this is our ministry. It's a collaborative effort by the co-pastors in the home, the mom and the dad, or a single parent. But it's our number one ministry. Our number one relationship is to God. Number two is to the marriage, for those that are married. But number three, God uses the team of the marriage or the parent to do the number one ministry. It's not a church. Even if you're a pastor, it's not a church. Your number one ministry is your kids. The problem is the kids don't listen. The problem is they don't sit there and excuse me, Dad, could you hold up for a minute? I got to get a pencil and paper. I want to copy down every word you say.
No, the opposite. They challenge.
Oh yeah, if they stop and copy down every word you say, they bring them for medication. Yes. They need to be medicated. Treatment. Yeah, there's nothing normal about that. And God doesn't make mistakes. He puts children in there. I think one of the things we're not prepared for as parents is we're not prepared to deal with difficult behavior, difficult children. We just want it all to work well. Can we just go take a weekend retreat somewhere and give us the three steps to having perfect children so I can get on with my career, on with my life, on
because
with my
life
stuff?
Because life is all about you, right?
It is all about me. I mean, think our culture raises us to perpetuate adolescence. Mm. There's nothing in my culture that forces me out of adolescence. It's especially so for the male. It's a very interesting thing for the female, in my opinion, because of the whole reproductive system, when a woman gets married, she gives up a lot to begin with. And God sets the stage. It's very interesting what she gives up of herself in the marriage relationship sexually. But then having a baby, she gives up her body and then gives up so much of her energies towards this baby, who for a moment in time is in control. Very small moment. You have to turn that corner. You know, the baby's coming when the baby's coming. I mean, you know what? This is the day I'd like to have this baby out of me. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, really. And the babies are difficult. I mean, twos are challenging, and whoever said 2-year-olds were terrible didn't have a 3-year-old yet. They're even more challenging. And so this difficult behavior, I think sometimes I just don't like being a parent right now. Mm. It's maybe not the child. I was so underprepared in my self-centeredness. I don't like being a parent.
And maybe if you're sort of a task-oriented person, you've got your to-do list and you're getting frustrated because your children are not helping you get your to-do list accomplished and they're getting in the way, yeah. And that frustrates you as well.
It's amazing. And the marriage plays a huge part in this. I remember saying to Rosemary left her profession to be a stay-at-home mom, which was a huge thing for us. Rosemary was making almost twice what I was making when she made that decision. I should have been the one pregnant instead of her.
Oh my
she
gosh.
Leaves her profession, and I made the statement to her, this is the most important thing we'll ever do. Don't worry about the house. You don't need to worry about the house. You're home. You're doing this with these kids. Don't worry about the house. And then at 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night, I walk into the house and it's pandemonium. There's Tupperware everywhere. And I would never say anything, but it was obvious by my face. I'd just look around with my eyes wide open. And she would say, you know, you made a statement, but your face doesn't make that statement. Mm-hmm. And I think both of us have to admit that even though, you know, Bob, you've been to school. In other words, even though you think you know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. And this is a hard job. Don't make me hate parenting. This is a hard job. And I had to learn to support her better. Mm. And I think the other thing that happens is they're so time consuming. Being a parent is so time consuming. There's nothing left for you.
Yeah.
And you got to find the left for you. You got to find the thing that's left for you. And I think one of the advantages for our kids is we're all in the same town. And so to encourage our son and daughter-in-law, go out, let us drop the kids off here, and it's up to you. But they can spend the night here. Mm-hmm. You know, a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old can spend the night here, and you can come get them in the morning. And it took them a long time to get there, and they got there. And watching how early they would get there in the morning because they missed their kids. But I think the fact that they were so excited to have a time alone then made him miss the kids, the relief from the kids, because it's never ending. And you've signed yourself up for something, you realize, oh my goodness. And it never does end. It doesn't end when they're 18 and go to college. It never ends. It's never ending, this whole parenting thing. And so I'm not sure whether it's when people say, I don't like my child. It may be I don't like that my child's personality just rubs me raw. And the way they talk or the way they whine or the way they do this rubs me wrong. But I think sometimes it's, I just don't like how exhausting parenting is. I mean, there I said it. I got it out. It's the hardest job. And the job
demanding.
Of a single parenting is never ending. There's not a break ever. And so it's even more demanding. I remember hearing Dobson say once, hardest job in the world is to be a single parent.
Wow.
And I thought that was cool. He's right. It is amazing.
Well, now going back to personalities, though, do you think personalities are almost genetic? Because sometimes your kids come out just like you, but sometimes they come out with like somebody else in your family, your grandfather or something.
Well, you have put on the table the great psychological debate, which would, you know,
we're going down another
nature way. Nurture,
right.
You know, whether you're a behavioralist or not. I tend to think, yes, we get some personality, perhaps, from, and no one knows the answer to this, by the way, so I don't even know why I'm attempting the answer. But I think you do pick up things from your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your kids pick up things from you, and your kids maybe tend to walk like you, and I think your kids tend to learn how to deal with some things like problem solving in life by you. I think that screamers beget screamers, and they have to overcome that. I think anger begets anger. So you've learned some of these things, which are a little different than personality. It brings out a different side of the personality. But, you know, if you have two kids, it's shocking. Okay, they grew up in the same home. They came from the same biology. How could they be so different?
Yeah. Well, I have 4 stepkids, and all four of them are completely different from each other. Yeah. It's the most amazing. But we can almost pinpoint from the family, this one came out a little bit more this way, and this one like that one, that one like the grandmother, this one's like that. And so it's interesting to see how it develops, but then also to see the clashes in the person amongst them, even as siblings.
Oh, yeah.
And then between the parents, because, oh, this one's like that, and I never liked that about the other person or whatever.
Well, so I think what we're saying is some of it that we don't like is we don't like the parenting part. This is too hard, and we don't see that parenting is a ministry.
Mm.
It is a ministry. It's a privilege, but it's a ministry. And so my job is not, it doesn't say have a child, and when he grows up, he won't depart from it. It says train up a child. And I love the NLT translation. It says teach a child to choose correctly, and when he grows up, he won't depart from it. And we have a responsibility here. So if you've got a child with a difficult personality, you got 2 decades to deal with it and help that child feel loved. And by feeling loved, that child will be willing to do the work to make the changes. But so often, that's just a child that grates on my nerves. I'm not taking them with me when I go to Lowe's. You know, I'm just not going to do that. And so it's the personality, or I didn't accept the parenting assignment.
Mm. And to also appreciate the different personalities too. I had a lady once, we were chatting, and I mentioned something like, well, you know, barbarian children, if you will, can be incredible leaders, but, you know, headstrong, especially girls are thinking, how girls are supposed to be gentle, Barbie, princess, whatever, and she's driving me berserk. And I said, well, feed it correctly, and it might come out that she might be an incredible leader. And she'd never thought about it that way. And somebody else helped me with that frame of thought, because then I thought, okay, if I have a difficult moment, I have to use it for something good, because if I don't, this child will go haywire.
Make the difficult moment a teachable moment. But the mom you talked to had unrealistic expectations.
Right.
You know, in other words, if she actually said those words supposed to be like a Barbie, then isn't a doll.
Right.
This is a person with their own brain. And yes, we have different children. And that challenging child, that defiant child, or whatever you want to call it, we've here at Sharon's called it the barbarian. That's the child that once the barbarian gets control of themselves, once the barbarian starts dealing with their impulses correctly, then they are amazing leaders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And watching my barbarian get into high school, and she was amazing, and she became a leader for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's just amazing. And the pleaser child is the one you have to help make decisions rather than let other people just decide that he wants to please other people. So every child's different. Every child should grow up to be a leader, but every child's not always likable. I'm not always likable. Everybody's not always likable. We went on a camping trip with another couple years ago before we had children, and that other couple thought it would be wonderful to go with Rosemary and Bob on a camping trip. It was a 2-week camping trip up the East Coast before you were born. It was for the celebration of the bicentennial.
2 weeks is a lot.
Yes, and they were into it 2 days, and they regretted it, I can tell. Yeah, we're all different. We're not always likable all the time. It's very unrealistic expectation that I'm always going to like being a parent. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to like losing control of my calendar because of my children. I'm always going to like sacrificing me for my children. I'm always going to like every personality in my home. But I always have to choose to love every child equally. It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. And even despite not liking is making that choice and admitting it. Okay, I don't like it. Why is it? Okay, let's deal with this and let's love even though I'm having to deal with this. Child.
The child that you're having a hard time liking is the child you have to go after. That's the child you've got. It is hard, and it's so exhausting. But if you don't, you're only going to bring out the worst, because they're amazingly discerning. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're discerning, but they don't feel liked.
Right.
And they will transfer liked for love. So you don't love me.
Mm.
And so we've got to go after them. The child that you, when you put one child to bed early, or even they just go to bed, the child that you least want to sit on the side of their bed because you know you're going to hear whining and whining and whining after they've gone to bed and talk to them for 10 minutes, that's the one you got to go into. That's the one I've got to decide. I mean, all these obnoxious people came to Jesus, heal me, heal me, heal me. It's like he was a genie in a bottle. You know, can I rub the bottle and get healed? But he chose to do it. He just, like, had no bearing on it whatsoever. Our job is to know our children are difficult. They're not fun to hang with. But our job is to be the mature one and choose to spend time with the child, choose to like that child, and not give the child's attitude the remote control to my liker button.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and if you want to hear today's program again, share it, even sign up to get the blog that comes along with this program. You can find it all online at parentingonpurpose.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the Bible studies there, and especially the children's homes, which is at the core of the heart of Sheridan House Family Ministries, go online to shfm.org. Any of the parenting or marriage resources that you find there, give the proceeds over directly to the children's homes. So find it again at shfm.org. We hope you join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about this topic of when my child is difficult to like on Parenting on Purpose.